Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Tes. We are on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom by the two dots. And today's daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, and by Nissel Bas Shmuel, and the Shamas Shavuias. Okay, so the Mishnah said that Mole Afar, if you fill up the, there's a ditch in between the two chutzers, and you fill it up with Afar, or Sroros, which is like pebbles, whatever, then it becomes one chutzar. Because there's no separation between the two chutzars. It becomes one chutzar. A fill of a stomach, even if you fill it up stam, like without any intention, is that true? Votnan, but we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Ahalos, that says like this. The rule is when it comes to tuma, if a dead person is in a place, a box, a coffin, and there's no space in the coffin, he's in the coffin, and then they fill up the coffin. The rest of the coffin, he doesn't take up the whole space of the coffin. The rest of the coffin, they fill up with dirt or newspapers or something, and there's no room in the coffin. Then the tumah breaches the coffin and goes to the rakia. But if there is space of a tefach, then the tumah stops at the top of the coffin. Okay? That's the rule. So the Mishnah in Olo says like this, Bayis shemiluhu teven otsroros. If a house was filled up with straw or tsroros, ubitlo, and you will mevatel it. It's not just enough to fill it up. You have to be mevatel. I'm never coming back to this place. Then butl. Then it's taka butl. And Rashi says on the second to bottom line, v'have tumah ritzutza. And then there's a dead body in there, in this house, that you filled up with the dirt. Tumaritsutza, she'ain la ohel, la atzma. There's no ohel, because there's no space. V'ubakaz v'ola ad l'rakia. And then the tumah goes up to the rakia. Umal al agad tome, and causes tumah on the roof and goes up. T'chol tumah she'ain la ohel tefach v'ubakaz v'ola ad l'rakia. Because any tumah that doesn't have space, shoots up. K'damina b'brachos and perak misha amesu. We looked at in brachos. So, it says the back to the Gemara. It's a very good question. No. What do you mean? If the he's asking a good question. If the coffin is not made out of wood, if it's metal or plastic, it's not decomposing, yeah. Right? So, and there's a tefach of space in between the mace and the top of the coffin. There should be no reason why a kohen can't go there. That's only an afkamina. What are they burying?
Wood.
So wood decomposes.
Right.
And then you have a problem because at some point, the wood will decompose. Exactly. Exactly. So that's the yes. You're right. Nobody buries in those kinds of coffins. It's not goyim. Exactly.
Yeah, but there's no reason why a coffin cannot be brought to a place because it's going to be timely. The bigger coffin, the coin that's over a coffin is like before they
bury. Oh, I hear what you're saying. You mean to come to the cemetery, to come to the funeral?
Right.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Does it have to be a tefach all around or just on the top? Meaning the sides might be an issue.
I don't know if it's all those. I don't know. Anyway, Bitlo in. So only if it's bittul, yes. Low bittul, low. But if there's no bittul, then this is not true. Right? In other words, the teven or the tsroros only become eligible to help with tumah. Only if you mevatel it. But if you say, you know, I'm gonna come back tomorrow to take all this teven out of here. And it doesn't work. To make the tumah go up to the rakia. Because it's not really here. It's going to be removed tomorrow. It's only if I leave it here. Only if I'm a vatalit, I'm not interested in it, I'm never coming back here. Then it works. Otherwise not. Right? If you don't, what if we don't know? I have no idea. Guy that someone died, he fills up the house. I have no idea if he's coming back or not. What do I know? It's stam. I have no idea. It's not batal. So we say the same thing over here by the ditch. I filled it up with stuff. Is he taking it back? I have no idea. So it should become, it's not bottle yet until I know what his intentions are. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah didn't make this rule. The Mishnah just said, if you fill it up, then you can get, carry one Eruv. Why? Because it's considered filled up. Well, what if I want to take it out of here? If I take it out of here, there's a ditch again. So I have no idea. So, Amar Vuna. So it's a kasha. It's like, what's going on here with this Mishnah? Amar Vuna. Mantana Olos, Rabbi Yosihi. Who is the author of Masechus Olos? That's Rabbi Yosi. That's somebody else. Right? And that what? And Rabbi Yosi must have held, that you have to have a bittel. And our Mishnah doesn't say a word about that. Our Mishnah doesn't mention it. So our Mishnah doesn't hold from it. Rabbi Yosi, Ibchash Meinin Lei. We have an opposite. We have the exact opposite thing from Rabbi Yosi. Titania. We have a Bryson. Rabbi Yosi Omer. Tevin is different than Tzoros. Tevin has a purpose. Tzoros don't. So Tevin is animal food. I can stuff a pillow with it. Has a purpose. Tevin. The Ein Asa Lefanoso. If it's Tevin that I'm never going to come back and sweep away, meaning I'm being Mevatalit, Harayuk is Stam Afar. It's like Stam Afar who bottle. That's bottle. Stam Afar is bottle. What's Stam Afar? It's dirt. It's garbage. It's dirt. I don't want that. Afar, but if it's dirt that I intend, the Asa Lefanoso, and I intend to sweep it away, and I intend to keep it, then Harayuk is Stam Tevin. It's like Stam Tevin. It's low bottle, and it's not bottle. Why? Stam Tevin, not bottle. It's good, you could use it. It's good animal food. Right? That, so, the kasha is over here. Rabbi Yosi holds that if dirt, if I don't know what the story is with dirt, it becomes bottle. Dirt? Dirt's bottle. So, Ela Amar Rabbi Asi, Mantana Ervin, Rabbi Yosi. Right. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. That, right? And Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua, oh, I'm sorry. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah said Stam. Yeah, Stam is garbage. If you fill up a dirt, if you fill up a thing Stam, chances are you have no intention of getting it back. Right? So then it becomes one Erev. But over there, they, the other people held, wasn't Rabbi Yosi, it was somebody else, that Stam is not garbage. So that's how we resolve the problem. So in our Mishnah, you fill up the ditch with dirt. Do I have any kavana? No. Why? Because Stam dirt is garbage. If it's leave it there, you're not going to take it back. And therefore, it becomes one Eruv. Make sense? Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua Amar, no. A different answer. Tumah Shabbos Karamis? You're comparing Tumah to Shabbos? It has nothing to do with each other. Hanach is her Shabbos. Leave Shabbos alone. Shabbos is different. You know why? Dafilu Arniki Nami Matal Inchi. You're walking down the street and you see a $100 bill. You're going to pick it up on Shabbos? No. Why not? Because it's Shabbos. So on Shabbos, different criteria. Right? So when I put the dirt in the ditch, I'm not going to remove it on Shabbos. I have no intention of doing that. It's Shabbos. Now, if I see a $100 bill lying under a mace, will I pick up the $100 bill on a weekday? So I become Tame. No. So for $100, I'll become Tame. That can happen. You can't compare the two cases at all. Nothing to do with each other. The fact that I leave the dirt here, the question of bittul, what's my intention? Who cares? It becomes muksa. And if muksa, it's muksa anyway. You're not going to touch it. Therefore it can become one Erev. Tuma? A whole different world, Tuma. That's the second answer. Rav Ashi Omar, Bayis Acharitz Karami? You're trying to compare a case of a ditch to a house? Who would leave a mace in a house? You own a house. You put it, there's a mace in there. You fill up the house with dirt and you never come back. Who does that? Nobody does that. It's not normal behavior. If you leave your house, okay, this house, I'm not, goodbye. Nobody does that. Obviously, you're coming back. Obviously, there's no bit to, who does that to a house? Right? Nobody does that. Bishlam Charetz, Limtimei. You're going to leave it there. Stam, when you fill up a ditch with dirt, say, well, did you want the dirt? What do you mean did I want the dirt? Of course not. What kind of question is that? Now you put dirt in a house. Well, did you want the dirt? Well, what do you think? I'm just abandoning my house. Nobody does that. Elabais, Limitim Taikai. People just leave dirt in houses and leave and go away and go to another house? That doesn't happen. So clearly, when it came to the case of the Tumah, you don't have no intention of leaving it there permanently. Of course not. Who does that? Nobody does that. But when it comes to a ditch, who does the other way? Who fills up a ditch temporarily? No, I need this dirt for something else. For what? Nobody does that. Therefore, when it comes to the ditch, you put the dirt in there, it becomes one property, and therefore you can make an Eruv. When it comes to the house, okay, then it depends. You have to have intention. You know what? Yes, it's very unusual. Maybe it was a garage, maybe it was some abandoned something. Yeah, I'm never coming back to that place. You have to say that's preferish. Otherwise, stam, of course you're going to remove it. Yeah. Exactly. So because there's a mission Olos which went down that road, and wanted to know what your intentions were when you filled up the house with dirt. So how come over here we don't care about your intentions? That was the Gemara's question. Because in Olos there was such a Mishnah. So you're going to get three answers. Number one, the first answer was that it's a different Tanoim, right? Answer number two was can't compare Shabbos and Tumah. And then number three is you can't compare a house and a ditch. Those three answers, each one of them helps out why it's different. Right? That's how the question came, because in all of those, the commissioner there said, it depends what your intention is. That's why I have a question. Make sense? Okay. Then we said, nothing all of Neser, Rachav Dalet. If you put a board for Tvachim over the ditch, then it could combine the two courtyards into one. Amar Rava, lo shanu el shanafin l'rechavo. That's only true if you made it like a bridge. I put a board on there, made it like a bridge, I can walk across now. Once I make a bridge like that, now it becomes like one. Ava l'orko, but if I put it down, l'orko means like this. Let's pretend this is the ditch. And the chutz are here, and the chutz are here. If I put a board like this, lengthwise, like a bridge, what if I put a board like this? Like this. Here's the ditch, and I put a board like this, a little board like this, going over here. All I did was shorten the distance of the bridge, of the ditch. You still can't get across. So if I do that, I have a l'rachbo, loshan el loshan l'rachbo, I have a l'arko, afilu kol shehunami, sheheri miyuto midalad. If the ditch is Dalet Tvachim, and I put a board there that's 1 inch wide, it becomes exactly. So it makes the ditch less than 4 Tvachim, even only if it's in one spot. Now I can just walk over it. And now it becomes one Chatzar. If it's bigger than that, you have to put a board like a bridge. Okay? Then, V'chein Sheid Gzuz Taros, Zu Keneged Zu. If you have two ledges, a ledge out of your house, two ledges that are next to each other, right? So, and you put a board in between the two of them, then you can make an Eruv. Okay? So you can go from one ledge to the other ledge. Amar Rava, Hada Amar Tzu Zu Keneged Zu In. That's only true if the two ledges are next to each other and are the same level, the same height. Right? The same height. Zu shalo keneged zu, low. But if they're not keneged zu, what does zu keneged zu mean? So, Rashi says something crazy. Rashi says something, and Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. So, what do you think of zu keneged zu? You have a ledge, and then you have another ledge. So, Rashi says, if they're not zu keneged zu, well, the Gemara says, if they're not zu keneged zu, you can't put a board here. So, you would think they're like this. Or they're like this. What does it mean, zu keneged zu? So Rashi says, shehoyse zu boletes l'rishus harabim yose mechaverta. One ledge sticks out more than the other ledge, like this. One ledge sticks out longer than the other one in rishus harabim. Lo sagi lehu b'neser arba. You can't put a board. So Rekiv Yager says, why not? What Rekiv Yager thinks, Rashi says, both boards start at the same spot. They both go out. And then one board's longer than the other one. But this one's still out. It's just longer. Says Rashi, one extends longer than the other one. You can't put a board. Says Rekiv Yager, why not? So other Achronim said, it's not what Rashi meant. What Rashi meant was, listen to this, the buildings are like this. So this board goes out, but the boards don't you can't go from one board to the other board, because the building's extended further. You understand? The ledges can be the exact same size. The Rehiva thought, Rashi said, that the ledges have to be the same size. If the ledges are not the same size, it's a problem. It's not what Rashi meant. Yeah. It doesn't help you. It hurts you. Now you can't make. Then you have two ledges. You want to combine the ledges. How can you?
What do you need somebody to tell you that? Why does it have to be a ledge?
Others say. Others say Rashi meant to say that they're on different heights. So you're gonna put a board like that, with grappling hooks. And it's a little bit, you know, it's already getting a little difficult. So, what?
Right. To tell you that doesn't work, but if it's just the buildings, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. Now, by the way, so maybe that's what was bothering Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger could have thought of this answer, that the building's sticking out, but then what's the Chiddush? Of course not. They're not near each other. By the way, Zulamayla Mizunami, if they're one's on top of the other, also, Lomar and Elashiyesh Ben Zelz and Shlosha Tvachim. Even if one's on top of the other one, as long as they're three Tvachim apart, you can make a bridge. You can make a board connecting the two bridges. One's on top of the other. It's only three Tvachim. Avol, Ein Ben Zelz and Shlosha, Ein Ben Zelz Shlosha, but if there's more than, not between three, Gzustra Amuka, Akumahi. A crooked balcony, and it's for sure not a problem. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mat bein shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have two chatzers, and in between the middle chatzer is a lot of mat bein, straw. A lot of straw in between the two chatzers. Okay? So much straw, it's like a wall. It's like a wall of straw. Now, Mat bein shebein shtei chatzeros, if this wall of straw is gavoa asara tvachim, if it's 10 tvachim tall, marvin shnayim. You have to make two separate areas because there's a wall in between the two chatzeros. You can't make one eruv. The ain marvin echad. But you can't make one eruv because they're what do you call it? There's a wall in between the two of you. Eilu machilu mikan, the eilu machilu mikan. The animals can eat from one side, and the animals can eat from the other side. Right? Rashi says, Mina teven lebehemtan. The animals can go eat the straw. V'lo chayshinan, we're not afraid. Dilma mismimayet. Maybe, you know what's going to happen? They're going to eat through the whole wall on Shabbos. They're going to eat through the whole wall. Gesundheit. Gesund. Or Mila dilma lemimayet miteven miyud. Right? They're going to make it lower than 10 tvachim. The animals are going to eat through the wall. And the wall's going to become 2 inches tall. 2 inches tall, the wall. They're going to eat the whole 10 tefachim. They're going to leave over one tefach. If there's one tefach, the havilei chada reshusa, it's going to become one reshus. The v'asri ahadadi. And now they're going to aser each other. Why are they going to aser each other? Why are they going to aser each other? Why are they going to aser each other? Because it's going to be one chatzer, but there's no machitza. No machitza. No eruv. We never made an eruv. Oh, exactly. Exactly. V'lo maski adatayu v'metalat lebechatzer. You're going to forget, and you're going to carry. Of course. When Shabbos began, there was a wall here. The problem is, the wall got eaten up. So now there's no wall. So I'm going to forget. I'm going to think to myself, oh, there's one big chatzer. I can't carry to the other chatzer. Because when Shabbos began, there was no Eruv. Still no Eruv. But now there's no wall. Right? La la chashinan. For all this, we're not choshe for this. You know why? Da'afilo imayit, ilo havi mi'ed al panei eser amos, v'yeser lo asri. First of all, if there's 10 amos of space, it's still not going to be usher. Because 10 amos of space is an entrance. They have to eat a lot of tevin, the animals, right? Da'ad eser pischuhu. No animal eats so much as one on Shabbos. So it's not an issue, don't have to worry so much. Because they could eat 10 amos of this wall, let's say the wall is 100 amos long. They could eat up to 10 amos, it's still not going to be a problem. Why? Because 10 amos is an entranceway. So they have a lot to eat before, says the Gemara, there's not a problem, don't worry about it. You don't have to be choshish for this. So, you can bring your animals to your side, they're going to nibble a little bit, not a problem. They're not going to get the, not going to get rid of this wall on one Shabbos. Not going to happen. Now, Nismayat Tevin Me Arba Tvachim, Me'asar Tvachim, if it did become less than 10 Tvachim tall, this wall of straw, then Ma'arvin Echad Ma'arvin Shayim, then you can be Ma'arvin 1 and not 2. Because that's now it's one wall, it's one area. It's one area. So you have to make one area, you can't make two areas. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, by the way, it's a separate Shabbos halacha, Ubovad Shalo Yitain Lutoch Kupasov Yachol. You can't feed the animals the straw. They want to come on them by themselves and nibble at the wall. You don't have to stop them on the chashash that they're going to eat up the wall, and then we're going to think that there's no area and we're going to carry. You don't have to do all that. But you can't feed them yourself. Says Rashi, why not? The first Rashi in the Gemara, Biyadayim, Otoch Kupaso, because Dilma Shakil Tuva, you might take a lot off the wall. Umamayet Le Me'asara. And then you're going to reduce the wall. And then you're going to carry, you're going to forget, and you're going to carry from one chatzar to the other chatzar. When the Mishnah said it's okay, that was talking about the animals come by themselves. By themselves, the animals come and eat. That's not a problem. But we weren't worried about it because behemoths eat, they nibble away. They don't eat like pigs, they eat small a little bit. Right? So that's the first explanation of Rashi. You can't do it yourself. The animals want to eat by themselves. You can't have to stop them. You can't do it yourself. L'shnachrina, a whole different pshat, lo yitin l'toch kupaso, b'shum de muksa, me'asmal, muksa zu, it's muksa. The straw's muksa. Why is it muksa? Because it wasn't designated as animal food. It was designated as a wool. Hey, you want to change your mind on Shabbos and make it into food for animals? They can eat by them. You can't stop them. But you can't do it. You can't feed them because it's muksa. Well, those are the two explanations of Rashi. Okay? So, v'l'ukme shari. But if the animals want to go eat by themselves, that's okay. V'amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chinina, Maimon Adam Es Behemto Al Gabi Asav and B'Shabbos. One second. You're allowed to bring your animals to the grass on Shabbos. That you're allowed to do. But v'ein Maimon Adam Es Behemto Al Gabi Muksa B'Shabbos. But by Muksa, you're not allowed to let them go there by themselves. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi explains, if the grass is attached to the ground, you're never going to bend down and pick up grass attached to the ground. This is daraisa. Nobody does that. Nobody violates daraisas on Shabbos. Mechubarim lecho. It's attached to the ground. You're going to help the animal eat? No. Lochashin and dilma oker biyadayim umachalei. Whenever you're not suspicious, you're going to bend down and pull the grass out of the ground and give it to your animal. Dachamer ola ezer Shabbos. Ezer Shabbos is very machmir. Avol isuri muksa. Muksa. People are not so careful with muksa. Kilei. It's much more makel. V'chayshina, we're afraid. Dilma shakol b'yadayim v'safalei. Maybe you'll give the straw by yourself and give it to the animal.
Is there a new halacha that you're not allowed to grow near muktzah on Shabbos?
What?
Basically, it's a halacha that says you're not allowed to grow near muktzah on Shabbos.
Right. Correct. Hachanami, one second. Hachanami. Kiven the isur derabanan hu ikenechush. Since it's a derabanan, we're afraid. So you're allowed to go near muktzah. You're not allowed to feed your animal on Shabbos if it's detached because it is muktzah. It's a gzera, like it's almost like a gzera, like gzera. But muksa is not a gzera. Muksa is a gzera. Yeah, that's a good question. I have to think about that. Yeah. Now. Right. And I was saying, you can't even go near the muksa, because maybe you'll carry over muksa. Like, don't take your animal to the what do you call it, because it's going to be muksa. You want to take your animal to the grass, that you could do. Because on Achoshish, you're going to pull up grass. But you can't take your animal to the muksa because we're afraid you're going to give him muksa. Okay? So lo yitein l'toch kupaso tevin, and you can't even give him straw from the pot. Aivo, Tanya, Bayit, Shebein, Shtei, Chateros, Emuleo, Tevin, Marvin, Shnei, Vei, Marvin, Echad, Zenos, l'toch kupaso v'achol, V'zenos, l'toch kupaso v'yachol. Did my mission just say that? Nismait, Hatevin, Miyud, Tvachim, Shnei, Masurin, Ketzer, the Wose, what do you do? So what do you do? No LS Beso. Let's say that happens. What happens if the animals taka eat away the wall? Now you have a wall. Now you don't have a wall anymore. Now I'm choshesh that I'm going to be over the isra of muksa. Or no, not isra of muksa. Isra eruv. The wall's gone. Now I'm going to carry it from my chatzar to your chatzar. We don't have a wall anymore separating us. Nol es beso, you lock your door. Umavatel es reshuso. And you mavatel your reshus. It's the only way you could do it. Right? I'm mavatel my reshus to you. So then I can't go into house. At least you can carry now, because now there's no. Why do you have to lock your door? Where did that come from? We learned about being Mevatel Rishus. We had 10 days of it. We didn't say, no one mentioned a word about locking the door. The Gemara didn't ask that question. Who asr v'chaver mutter? Then I become asr, but my chaver is mutter because I was, what do you call it? I was Mevatel Rishus. So for me it's asr, for you it's mutter. V'chena to omer the guv shel tevin. Same thing with a ditch of tevin. Shebemeis tchum eshavis. It's between two tchums. So I have a tchum and you have a tchum, and both tchums end in the middle of the ditch. So I can take and take out of the ditch on my side, and you can take out on your side. Fine. K'toni miyas, it said, zero nos on l'toch kupas of yachol, zero nos on l'toch kupas of yachol. But didn't the Brisa Brisa say that that you can feed the animal, right? And we're not choshish that you're going to take the wall down. So Gemara says, Amri, bias, the house is different. That was in a house. Kivon de ikka tikra, since it has a roof, ki nafchis, mifchis, when it gets reduced, minkarale, you will realize, oh, it's between two houses. So you'll realize that, wait a minute, this tevin used to be here, and now it got so much lower, so far away from the ceiling. Ah, there's no machitza anymore between this room and that room, this house and that house, because there's a roof. So when you look up and you see the ceiling, it used to be straight all the way to the ceiling. Now it's no longer like that. You realize that it got too small and you won't make an aveira. But when it comes to outdoors, how do you don't really measure it? It was a wall here of seven, now the animals came and ate through it. You don't know exactly when the wall gets too reduced. You have no idea. You don't know. So therefore, more machmer. When it comes to indoors, we're not going to know. So when it comes to indoors, we're mekel. This brisa was mamachmer. This brisa was mekel because it was indoors. And we're indoors, you could see. Then we said, Mismaina tevin me'asara, tfachim, shneim asurin. If it got lower than 10 tvachim, they're both asur. Ha'asara shari? What about exactly 10 tvachim? Afal gav de medala tikra tuva? What about, it used to be 15 tvachim, the room is 15 tvachim tall. 20 tvachim tall. And the wall went up all the way to the ceiling. Animals started nibbling up there. They reduced it. But it's still at 10. Is it good? It separates the two rooms? The answer is yes. Didn't we learn if, like last week, when five guys go into a house together, to a big apartment building, and there are separations, and didn't it say over there that ha shmamina mechitzos she'ein megiyos l'tikra shmamechitzos, that mechitzos that don't reach the wall are considered good? And we learned last week, a week and a half ago, that Beis Hillel, according to some, said, no, that's not true. The wall has to reach the ceiling. And if it doesn't reach the ceiling, it's not really a wall. Here, it doesn't reach the ceiling anymore. Amar Abaya, Hacha Babayis, listen to this. Hacha Babayis, Shlosha Asar Chatzer Mashu Askinan. The house is 13 less a bit, and Vitevin Asara. And the straw was 10. So you still have Lavud, so it's still considered going up to the roof. That's the answer. Ravuna Breja Vishu Amar, Afil Tem Abayis Asara. Now it could even be 10. V'tevin shivu mashahu, and the straw was 7 and a bit, so you still have the same lavud. Bechal pachos mishlosha could lavud dami, right? Okay. Now bishlam al abaya, according to abaya, we said it has to be 13 tvachim hainu diktoni asara. That's why it said 10, because you're still left with 10. El rav huna brejiv yeshua, who said 7 and plus, my asara, my me asara, what do you mean from 10? It's not 10 anymore, it's less than 10. No, mitoras asara, from the rule of 10, from the din of 10, because the 7 plus will give you 10, because of love, it'll reach the ceiling. Fine. Then we said that what happens if the wall taka gets less than 10 on Shabbos? It gets reduced. The animals ate too much, and it's now reduced. Now what? Can I carry my chatzar? No. I cannot carry my chatzar. Why not? Why not? Why can't I carry my chatzar? Because I don't have an eruv. And there's no wall separating us. There used to be a wall here. But over Shabbos, the animals ate the wall. No more animal, no more wall. So can I carry in here? No, I can't. So 1 second. It says to Gemara, 1 second. Shnei Masurin, Shmamina. What would happen if I live here? I'm the only person who lives here when Shabbos began. So I have to make an eruv? No. Then you move in on Shabbos morning. I don't know how that happens, but let's say you move in on Shabbos morning. To the other house. House is empty. I don't have to make an eruv from the one who lives here. You moved in on Shabbos morning. Now what? When Shabbos began, I didn't have to make an Eruv. Now that you showed up on Shabbos morning, now I can't carry in here because you're here now? When Shabbos began, I was okay. When Shabbos began, there was a wall here. So now that the wall went away, I can't carry anymore. When Shabbos began, there was a wall. So, Shmami, no, do Yoren have Boyan b'Shabbos Asurin? If somebody shows up on Shabbos, they ask me from carrying? Right? Like Rashi says in the third wide line. Kihachal, it's ending over here. Emesh, last night, on Friday night, Lohaya Diyurin Elu. These guys weren't here. Right? Shultan, Minateven, Fahala, Vachshavin, Shultan, Kol, Bachalabais. Now they're here. So it's the same thing? So the Gemara says, no. Dilma, the Imad, Me Esmal. It must be, that's not true. It must be that it got less before Shabbos started. Right before Shabbos started, it got less. So when Shabbos began, it was takas too small. I didn't realize that because I was busy getting in my shower. You know, I didn't realize what was going on outside with the animals. I had no idea. When Shabbos started, you're right. Once Shabbos starts, it's hard for this to happen. You want to make a gzeira, you shouldn't carry because you're going to forget. That's a gzeira. But to say that there's no, you're not allowed to usher to carry, how could that be? When Shabbos started, there was a wall. You show up on Shabbos, you're not going to ruin my, fact that I don't need an Eruv. You're not going to ruin that. When Shabbos began, there was no Eruv here. You show up on Shabbos, good for you. Don't change my status.
Except
if it was a guy. Right, if it was a guy, it could be different. Correct.
I missed you like 2 weeks ago. What happens if your regular Eruv falls down on Shabbos? Are you allowed to carry?
Right, so it sounds like you are. Right, it doesn't sound like. And they'll have these storms, and some people come running in. You can't, the Eruv is down now. Right? It happens.
It shouldn't make a difference.
Maybe, I don't know. I have to ask about it. I don't know.
I'm not so sure about that.
What?
I'm not so sure about that.
That what?
Down is down.
Hmm?
It's down is down.
I know, but we're saying over here the same thing.
Exactly. When Shabbos,
same thing over here. When Shabbos began, it was nothing changes. The facts on the ground did change. But the halacha doesn't change. Right? The facts change. Don't change the halacha. The animal that, right? Doesn't change. So, case of the Rosa, what do you do if it does happen and now you can't carry? No, let's base it on Mivatel Rishuso. You have to lock the door and Mivatel Rishus. Tarti? You have to do two things? Never heard of this before. Why do I have to lock my door? The answer is, Hachikamer. No. Oh, Noel Bias. Oh, Noel is based on Mivatel Rishuso. It's either one. You have to do both, either one. The point is, I'm being Mivatel my Rishus. V-Boy Samuel, Olam Tarti. No, it's really, you have to do both. When I lock the door and Mevatel, I'm not locking the door for you. I'm locking the door for me. Now, I don't go back into my own house. So used to going back in. Given the dashba, since I'm so used to it, I'm just going to walk in and I realize I locked the door.
Maybe this answers your question about the Eruv.
Yeah? That what?
If you have to do this action, you don't want your walk inside. You know this is good beforehand.
I hear. Right. Right, in other words, Rashi says, Linya had to chadeiro b'chadasagi, to allow you to carry, only one is enough. It's either locking the door or being mevatel. For you, one's enough. Mihu l'didei, for me, for the owner of the house, b'olam eved harchaka, you have to do another step, to lo linsi l'tiltulis. You won't go into your own house. For adin, disfir le lahai, tana, d'b'chol mevatel rishos, to b'olam. Whenever you mevatel rishos, you have to lock the door, not for the other guy, for yourself. To make sure that it's a real genuine bittel. You don't forget. You have to lock the door. Okay. Then we said, who also v'chavero mutter? So pshita. Once I'm a vatel, isn't it obvious? Lotricha dahadar idach u'batel l'chaver. Then my friend will say, I'll be vatel to you. So you could have the chater for the first day, for 10 o'clock. Then 11 o'clock, I'll be vatel to you. Then 12 o'clock, you'll play that game all Shabbos.
Right. Hakamash lo deim vatel l'chozom v'vatel.
We don't play that game. We don't do that.
Next. V'cheinat Omer beguv shel teven shebein shnei tchumei Shabbos.
Same thing with a ditch, and my tchum ended in the ditch, your tchum ended in the ditch. So pshita, isn't that obvious?
Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Akiva.
According to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar tchum in doraisa, tchum is doraisa.
Ma'od detema ligzar dilma aselach lufei.
I would make a gzeira. I might come to take your teven from the ditch. Kamash v'lan, even though it's doraisa, we don't make such a gzeira. Okay, next.
Now, I don't know why this Mishnah is here. This should be the first Mishnah about Shittuf.
Ketad mishtatin v'mavli. How do you mishtatif in a mavli? What does a mavli mean? It means three chatzers, two chatzers, five chatzers are all they all exit into the same mavli, and you want to be able to carry in the mavli.
So you have to make a shituf and combine all the chatzers to carry in the mavui. So meniach es hachavis, you take a barrel, v'amar, harezu l'chol b'nei mavui. I can be mezake everybody. I have my barrel of wine. It's a huge barrel. It's enough to fill 10 bottles, 20 bottles of wine, enough for everybody. And I'm mezake everybody in this wine, in the shituf. I don't have to knock on your door, because it's a zechus, it's a zechel ad nishol b'fanav. I don't have to tell you about it even. I can do it. Umezake lehen, and I can be mezake it. I get the bno ubito agdolim. If my kids could do it, I could tell my kids to go do it. I get the avdo v'shevchaso ivriim, my Jewish servants. By the ishto, even my wife. Tell my wife, Friday morning, put on your list of things, on your checklist of things to do, make the Erev for the Tchum. Not for the Tchum, for the Mavui. I will ain't a mezake, lo al yedei b'no ubito k'tanim. Kids can't do this. Little ones. Lo al yedei ado v'shechasa k'nanim. K'nanim can't do it. Mibnei sheyadon ki yado. Because they're no different than you. You have to be mezake for other people. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it, what's it called? You can't do it otherwise. Amr Yehuda, Chavis shel shitufei mevos, tzorech ladbiyam in akarka tefach. You have to lift it up a tefach off the ground. I am hereby acquiring this barrel on behalf of everybody, so that everybody can walk in now in the mavui. We can have a big kiddush over there. Once upon a time, people used to make kiddush. Such a thing, once upon a time. So you pick it up a tefach, and then you put it down. Right?
What's the difference between Mavui and a regular Erev?
Regular Erev is between two chatzers.
Right.
Oh, well, different. Cause that has to only be with bread. That can only be with pas. And the Mavui can be with anything, as long as it's food. That's one difference. That's the difference. So...
And can I make one loaf of bread for my neighbor without my neighbor?
No, because maybe he doesn't want to be with you. Correct. That's right. I can only do it for Mavui. And we're going to learn, for Tchum, you also can't do it. I don't want to go to that rabbi, I want to go to the other shir. What, you made me my Tchum over there? You can't do that without telling me. I don't want to go there. But in Mavui, there's no downside. There's no downside. So there's no reason it's not going to work. That's what Gemara's going to say tomorrow. There's no downside. So, where am I? You have to live a tefach. The rabbis of Pumpadisa told us two varts. That was one. Eduk, the other one, Hamakadesh, if somebody makes Kiddush, Im ta moli lugmav yatza, v'yam lav lo yatza. You have to drink a moli lugmav. If not, you're not yotze. Now, someone has to drink that. Can't make Kiddush and nobody drinks the wine. You can't do that. Someone has to drink it. Doesn't have to be you. Could be someone else, but someone has to drink the wine. Here it says lo moli lugmav. Yeah. Why doesn't it say revis? I don't know. Amav Chabiba, Hanami Sabit Papadisa Minu. They said another thing, the elders of Papadisa. Dhamma Vyudam Ashmuel, Osin Midur Lachaya, Bashabis. You can make a light of fire for a woman's having a baby. So she's in a Makam Sakana, right? You can light a fire for her, even on Shabbos. Safa Mine, we thought that meant Lachaya in for a woman having a baby, you could do that, but Lachola lo. Not a regular chola. Bimosak Shamim in the wintertime when it's cold you could do it. Bimosakama lo. But in the summertime you can't do it. Idbar Amr of Chia, Bar Avin, Amr Shmuel, Hekiz Dam, if someone gave blood, then it's dying and he's cold. He's still sick. And maybe he's going to die. Oslo Madura, Bashabbos. He can make a Madura for me even on Shabbos. This guy's not giving a birth. He's not giving birth. He's just sick. Right? It has to be either a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana or a guy will do it or something. I feel Tukuvas Tamas, even in the middle of the winter, even in the middle of summertime. It's 100 degrees outside. The guy's cold. It's 100 degrees outside. No air conditioning. You know what? Yeah, you can make him a... You can make him a Madura even in the summertime, even if it's not for a woman having a baby. I will stop here, Amar Meimar, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.